And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I'm going crazy because what I've done is I've double booked my guests. I have double booked my guests. I not only have Chase and Jen coming on the show in just a moment, I've also got Jeff coming on the show, and I'm driving Rick crazy because I've got multiple guests today. But the reason I have multiple guests today is because you need to have the information that these guests are bringing with them. You heard me correctly. They're bringing information that you can use to the radio, and you need to hear it. And that's why I'm double booked today, because my guests today, they come from different walks of life. They come from different places of employment. They come from different upbringings. They live in different parts of the country. But here's what they have combined together. They are members, like me, of Lifestyles Unlimited. And they are doing the things that they have been taught to do by Lifestyles Unlimited, which just happens to be changing their life with what they're doing for retirement, buying real estate assets instead of things that are traded on the stock market, and then working towards financial freedom. Now, my first guests today, Chase and Jen, They are on it. Now, let me give you some background about them. They're entrepreneurs by nature. I mean, that's the best way I can describe them. They've got an entrepreneurial spirit to them. As a matter of fact, when you hear their background, you're going to hear the entrepreneurialism coming through. But they had a retirement problem, just like I had a retirement problem, just like you have a retirement problem. So let me do this. Let me bring Chase and Jen onto the radio show. Chase, Jen, how are you two today? It's nice to have you on today's show.
Well, thank you very much, Al. It's very honorable to be on your show today. I've listened to you many, many days, and my wife is here also.
And you're willing to come back and talk to me. You're a brave man. Is Chase a brave man?
He is very brave.
So which one of you had this crazy idea to stop doing what you were doing for retirement and to start doing what we teach you how to do at Lifestyles Unlimited? Which one of you wants to put your hand up and say, yeah, it was me. I brought that crazy idea into the household.
It was him.
It was him. I didn't even hear that bus backing over you, Chase.
I'm waiting to see what she's going to say first.
All right. So now we know. Now we know. Chase, what compelled you to bring an idea of investing into real estate into your household when you weren't even doing that? Come on, spill the beans.
Okay. Well, it was through a process. You know, life is a process. And so different things led me to this point. And I was involved in a job that I was listening to the radio all day. I got tired of listening to the FM stuff. And I had been an AM radio guy for many years. So I went there and I started searching around. And one morning I found Del Walmsley's show, and I listened to it for 2 weeks and I could not believe what I was hearing. I had done real estate back in 2006, fix and flip, bought them, sold them, never rented them. And my goodness, it was all kinds of new concepts that I had never heard before. I told my wife, I said, you got to listen to this guy. And then we went and we looked up the evening show that we were supposed to watch. I can't remember what it was called then at the time.
Like the case study or the free workshop?
Yeah, it was kind of like a case study. It was giving us the initial information. And then we signed up for a two-day, and that was when we signed up as a challenge. And that was May of 2023. I started listening to the radio. September of 23, we joined up. And by December, I had bought my first one, and we were off and running with rented properties like January 6th or something like that. We were renting the first one. And now we have five.
I think that's a really amazing result. I mean, the fact that you've been members for a little over a year and you've done all the education, you've positioned yourself to take advantage of what real estate has to offer you, and then you went to work buying real estate. Now, here's the question I have. Did you guys just do the education and jump into the buying of the real estate, or did you take advantage of mentorship?
Yes, we did do some mentoring. Joe Flores was our mentor, and so we contacted him right away, and we had a few different discussions with him, and we've spoke to many others since. Isaac Martinez is one, and of course we've seen Dave Fisher multiple times at different locations, and can't forget his son Odin. I mean, that kid has mentored us. I mean,
yeah.
I remember standing out in the hallway one day, working some math with him one day. And I mean, the kid is just really cool.
So anyway, I know he's an 18-year-old with a 60-year-old's wisdom.
Yes.
So what were you and Jen doing for retirement before you found Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio?
Well, we had a 401k and we had a couple other small investments, and we thought we were doing good. We had actually, let me just put it back on me. I thought it was a great idea. Hey, I am going to get really smart, and I'm going to study the market. I'm going to get onto this website, and I'm going to learn all these different pools and, you know, the whole gamut of how the market flows. And by golly, the first week I was up $400. I couldn't believe it. And then I nearly lost it all. And so those things, we've tried network multi-level marketing. We tried many different things, but most of it came down to us working for our retirement, and I never saw a real end to it.
You've done the buy and hold methodology for about a year plus. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
But prior to that, you did the flipping. Is that correct?
Sir.
I mean, you okay. Which do you believe is more beneficial when you're trying to get yourself to a place of retirement?
Oh, by far the second. Buy, hold, and rent.
Why is that?
Most of them. Well, one, I didn't understand back then that I'm being taxed on the ordinary income as I sell the property. So I'm basically being taxed as if I had a job. Instead of actually really getting a tax benefit, I'm being taxed on it. On the fix and flip. This way, that is a whole nother strategy that was never in the mix before. The cash flow, constant income coming in every month, is going to change the trajectory of our life. The equity capture, something that I never understood before. I never understood debt pay down. I thought I'd have to pay down all the debt before I could ever make any money. I didn't realize that somebody else was going to pay for my debt, and I can still make money. Many ways there, it's different.
Yeah, you're speaking magic to my ears. I mean, I love hearing what you're saying, because I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. Now, I've never really done the flipping stuff. Yeah, I never did the flipping stuff, but when I got exposed to the buy and hold methodology and the fact that, you know, you have cash flow coming in, you capture additional equity over and above what you actually inject into the deal, it is a recipe for making just insane returns on investment, right? I mean, what kind of returns are you and Jen receiving? I mean, you've got five different cash flowing properties, do you not?
Well, we have three cash flowing. Two are still in rehab, and so those last two are predictions. But I think it's very much in line with what we're already currently doing. So I don't think the numbers are going to be too far off of what we are.
So what's that number?
So let's just take the first one. The first one was a home that was a foreclosure. They were asking $97,000 for it. I offered 81. People thought I was crazy. They came back and gave me an email saying that I was the high bidder. I put $20,500 in it from my 401k money. So I took some of my original retirement money and I put it into this house. I took another $5,600 in rehab and put it in the house. So the $20,000 went down for the down payment because it was a conventional loan at the time. Now okay. I'm doing them all hard money, so I put way much less down. So with that, I have a rent of $1,100, a cash flow $480 every month on that rent. That's 21.96% on cash on cash return. And I have a $73,000 unrealized capital gain, which is pretty amazing. So it
cost you $25,000 to buy a 21% return on investment just on the cash flow. And we haven't even talked about all the additional equity that you captured in that deal. I mean, how does that make you feel that you were able to accomplish that?
Well, that is really good. It doesn't retire me. I just look at it and say, I want to do 20 more of these.
You've done four more. I mean, two are still in the rehab phase. So you've yes. gotten to a point where you've got three complete. They're cash flowing. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And mm-hmm. you've been able to put two in the process. In other words, they're going through the rehab. So a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members, when they start, they only do one at a time. But you've gotten to a point where you're doing two at a time. How do you feel about that?
Nerving a little bit. I work kind of as my own GC, and I hire all my own individual subs from HVAC to the gutter guy to everybody. I've just created this very large list of contractors, and just a moment ago I was on the phone calling three of them saying, hey, I need you next warm day over there at that house, because about zero here right now in Kansas City area today with snow on the ground, so nobody wants to work outside. But
is that where all your properties are at, or in the Kansas City area?
Kansas City area. Okay, so the next house was built in 1900. So I paid $40,000 for this house. I put $55,000 in it for rehab. So it's total $95,000. It just appraised here last week for $136,000 because we are changing that from a hard money loan to the DSCR loan and should be closing that deal here within a week. And so it appraised at $136,000. We have $41,000 on captured equity on that house. We have 57.96% cash on cash return. It does rent for $1,200, and we cash flow at $440.
I'm sitting here. I'm kind of blown away on the fact that you're getting at least $400 per month per door, cash flow wise, on your assets. I mean, you've got what, 482 on one of them. Here's one for 5.25. How is it you're able to generate such incredible cash on cash returns?
Probably I could say bought the deal right and then work with my contractors.
So basically just paying attention to what you're doing, staying in control of the process, and it's getting you the results that you're getting, right? I think it's amazing. Where did you learn how to do all this stuff, Chase?
I don't know. A long time ago when I was in Cub Scouts, I had a whole box of inkstands I was supposed to go out and sell. And on a Saturday, I went out and I sold them all to my neighbors.
Jen, I think there's a different answer to that question, don't you, Jen?
Yeah, I think he meant to say lifestyle.
Yeah.
taught him how to do it.
Oh, we're having a blast here, Chase. I'm really having a good time with you and Jen, and that's part of what I like to do on this radio show. Is I like to have fun with my guests. I like to pick on you guys a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's all about showcasing your successes as real estate investors. When we come back from the break, I'm going to bring Jeff on. You're going to be amazed. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am now joined by Jeff, and together we're working on your financial freedom. So you've noticed that I've changed guests on you. And there's a reason for it. There's a very, very important reason for it. Here's the reason. My guest, Jeff, has a different story than my guests, Chase and Jen. That's the big reason. Yeah, it's a real reason. I'm telling you, it's a real reason. Look, let me prove it to you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bring Jeff onto the show. And what you're going to find out is that, first of all, when Jeff starts talking, he sounds a lot different than the other two did. And second of all, his story is different. But here's the one thing that Jeff has in common with me, that he has in common with Chase and Jen, that he has in common with the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited. He realized at one point in his life, he had a retirement problem, that what he was doing for retirement wasn't going to get him to where he thought he needed to get to. And he needed to change that. So let's do this. Let's bring Jeff onto the show and let's just ask Jeff that question. Jeff, by the way, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here. And would you answer my question?
Thanks, Al. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, I definitely, when I signed up, I signed up because I was thinking just that is what is the long-term goal, to keep the same lifestyle when I do retire.
So what were you doing for retirement when all this was going on?
You know, I enlisted in the Navy, a little older than most, but still pretty young. I was 20 when I enlisted, and my intent was I was going to do 20 years and get that pension, and it was going to be great. And I enlisted, and I was like, well, I've always heard that real estate is a really good investment tool, so it's like, well, I'll get to my first duty station, I'll buy a house, live in it, fix it up, do what I need to do. And as soon as I transfer, I'll rent out that other one and buy another, a new house to live in. So 2006, joined the Navy. 2007, bought my first house. 2008, housing market crashed, and I didn't know what I was doing when I bought my house. So I bought it at market value.
So through the 2008 downturn, did you not?
I did. When I went to transfer, my house was upside down, and I could rent it for less than my mortgage. So I went ahead and...
What did you do?
We stayed in the house. Luckily, we were stationed nearby. So we stayed in the house until 2014, and it was still upside down at that point, and we ended up doing a short sale. So I didn't miss any payments or anything, but I had orders to a new duty station, which was the justification for a short sale. And when I did the short sale, I think I bought the house for $155, and the bank sold it for $100.
So
wow, it was a credit ding, you know, and we took that, but I mean, we saved the $55,000 that we would have lost selling the house. And we ended up getting out of the Navy. I was able to do that, surprisingly, even though I had orders. And I got out of the Navy and moved to San Antonio. And at that point, I was thinking like everybody else, 401k, you know, the company I'm working for does a 403b. It's the same concept. And I think it was 2015, maybe early 2016, my in-laws had mentioned Lifestyles Unlimited. It was, you know, I still was interested in buying and renting homes. I knew that was just a situation in 2007, 2008 timeframe. So we went to the case study, and David was teaching back in his blonde hair days. And when we were there, I talked to him at the end of it. I was like, hey, this is my situation. I did a short sale about a year and a half ago. You know, I'm interested. And he just looked at me. He said, right now is not a good time for you to sign up. You should save your money, come back when you're ready to come back and sign up.
What was your response to that? I mean, I'm thinking you've gone through all of the education up to that point. You've learned about real estate. You've got David teaching you about real estate. You're looking to upgrade your membership at that point. But David looks you square in the eye and he says, you're not ready?
That was during the case study. So we hadn't purchased a membership yet. And my reaction was just that, well, obviously this is a company that has some integrity and is not looking to just milk every dollar they can from who they can. So, you know, we saved our money and waited until we were able and ready to purchase our property.
So how long did it take for you to get everything straightened out that you needed to get straightened out so that you could get into the real estate investing business?
We were probably ready before we jumped back into it. I took a job in Japan for a little over 3 years as a contractor, and I deployed with the Navy and worked with them. And while I was there, I mean, as a contractor, you make pretty good money. It's easy to save a lot of money. And we were saving intentionally to come back and invest in real estate. So we still enjoyed ourselves and traveled Japan and Australia and New Zealand, went all over the place. But, you know, we did make sure that we saved money just for investing when we got back. And in 2020, we came back and signed up almost immediately and jumped right into it. Just that one didn't quite pan out when I was buying and doing it on my own.
So now it's 2020. You're back in the United States. You have available cash. You don't have a short sale affecting your credit. So your credit is whole again. So now it's time for you to start buying real estate, right?
Yes. Yeah. That we signed up, I think it was March or April of 2020. And I'll be honest, I was a little nervous at first. So it took us, we saw a lot of houses before we finally pulled the trigger and bought our first property. And when we did, it went quick, you know, rented quick, bought it quick, rehabbed quick. And you know, it did really well for that first house. And I guess we kind of played it out for the first one just to see, you know, make sure it's real, I guess. And once we turned that one around, it was like, okay, well, yeah, this works.
So you're testing the waters and seeing if it's going to work and just being ready so that if it doesn't work, you can run away and be safe. I like the way you're thinking, but I also know the outcome. So when we come back from the break, we're going to get into it. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
How important is mentoring to you?
That has been probably the single most important thing with our investments. I think I wouldn't have been nearly as successful. I think we still would have been okay, but the success that we've had with mentorship has been amazing.
What did they do for you that makes them so amazing?
I mean, I call them regularly. I've called them for, hey, what do I do for this situation? I've called them for, you know, if I'm looking at a property, I've had Joey go through and he'll send me a video like, hey, these are the numbers that I get for rentals near you. Or maybe there aren't a lot of comps nearby, so you got to be careful with that for one reason or another. And I mean, I'll ask about, you know, I've asked about tenant turnover, and they've sent me whole lists of, hey, this is what I do during a tenant turnover. They've just been left and right, super helpful. And I always joke with them and say, hey, one of these days you guys are going to get tired of me calling you, but they seem to love it every single time. So, and Joey said it before, the most successful they've seen is usually the people that reach out on a regular basis.
Yeah. And one of the things I hear regularly from the mentors is that they are concerned about the phone call that they don't get, because it's usually that phone call that they don't get that they could have solved a problem that became a problem. And I think that's what the mentors really bring to the table is I think, and this is my opinion, you could disagree if you want, but I think that they have gone before us. They have made mistakes themselves. And what they want to do is they want to make sure that we don't make the same mistakes that maybe they made or a mistake that they know of. So they're doing everything in their power to keep us on the straight and narrow. What I mean, am I close?
No, that's spot on. Even in my, W-2 job, I look at people that are successful in my career and I try to emulate that. I'm never jealous or envious. I'll just, hey, how did you get to your point and what do I need to do to get to that point? And I just try to follow in their footsteps.
Saves a lot of headache, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I mean, anytime when you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but you get the benefit of the wheel is a good experience, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that first piece of real estate that you bought as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and you put it into your portfolio. Do you remember what it looked like when you bought it?
The very first one was actually a nice, easy property to renovate. I still remember it very well. I think we changed out the garage doors and the fences were a little messed up. So we fixed the fences and, we went through and fixed what needed to be fixed, but we didn't over renovate anything.
Why is that so important?
Well, you don't want to spend the money to bring something up to a higher level than the neighborhood that it's in.
What's the risk of doing that?
Well, at that point you're putting in $10,000 to raise the value of the home. $1,000, $5,000 if you're lucky, and you just put in, marble countertops and this beautiful chandelier in the front, and it's a middle class neighborhood. It's not going to sell any better than, or raise the price anyway, any more than if it was just a regular overhead lamp and, granite or whatever type of countertops the neighborhood calls for.
So it's really just a function of understanding what your comps are in the neighborhood, understanding what sells, what doesn't sell in the neighborhood, and then making sure that your product is as good or maybe a slightly little bit better, but not a lot better. And that makes your product competitive in the marketplace, right?
Exactly.
So do you still own that particular asset?
That first one we sold just after a year, and we did incredible with that one. And that's kind of what our test bed was. And once we saw how well it did, we're like, okay, well, if this one did well and we did it, then we can do it with the next one.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, I got an idea, Jeff. You and play along if you want, or tell me it's a bad idea, but what if we use this property, this particular property that you used as a test bed, and we allow the members of our audience to use it as their test bed? What do you think about that idea?
I think that's a great idea.
So what if we give them some information about your results, and then they could use that, and they could absorb the information and do with it what they will, and maybe that would prevent them from having to reinvent the wheel.
That sounds like a great idea.
Let's do it. All right. This is going to be all on you because you have all the information. But do you remember what you paid for that asset?
I remember about how much I paid for it. I believe we paid $160-ish. I remember how much we came out of pocket. And I do remember that.
Okay, but that's an important number too. How much did you come out of pocket for that $160,000 asset?
For that home, after it was all said and done, we came out of pocket a little over $20,000.
$20,000. Okay. And what was the after repair value? In other words, I guess the best thing to ask you is, what'd you sell that thing for? Because you sold it after a year, right?
We did sell it after a year. The sale after a year was for $225,000.
Wow. $225,000. That's a nice number. How much did you spend on rehab? Do you remember?
It was about 12 or 13,000 in that range. I know that it's between 10 and 15. I think it was 12,000 though.
Okay. All right. I'm going to write down 15,000 just because that's the number I wrote down, and I don't feel like scratching it out and making it a 12. So here's what I'm kind of coming up with here. Oh, but there's one other piece of information I need. How much were you getting cash flow wise? In other words, after you collected the rent and paid your associated expenses, what was the spendable cash that was remaining every month?
For that one, it was just over $200 a month. We'll round it to say 200, but it was over 200 a month.
Okay. So here's the numbers I'm coming up with. If you're making $200 per month and we annualize that, that's a $2,400 increase in income to your household every year. And then if we divide that by the $20,000 that you actually put into the deal, cash on cash wise, you're getting a nice 12% return on investment just on the cash on cash. I think that's incredible. But then I'm kind of looking at the equity participation that you did on this property. So you sold it for $225. Mm-hmm. You spent you said 12, but I said 15 on the rehab. So that reduces your value of the asset down to 210, but you only paid $160,000 for it, which means
yes,
you captured like $50,000 in equity. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We did a great job with that house. I was really happy with that one.
Yeah, I mean, you almost literally tripled the money that you put into the deal in the form of equity capture. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, so right out of the gate, you had like $70,000 of total equity before you sold that property. That's amazing. And that's just one piece of real estate, right?
Yes.
And what did you do with the money? Did you go out and buy boats and jet skis with it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. We went and we ended up buying a duplex with that one.
Oh, so you mean you sold one door and you bought two doors to replace the one door? Man, it sounds like you got this real estate stuff figured out, Jeff.
We're trying.
Yeah, so the point I want to make and the point I want to share with the audience, Jeff, is the fact that they don't have to go and join Lifestyles Unlimited and do what you did. They just need to join Lifestyles Unlimited and put the information that they receive into action, because those of us that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we've already done the heavy lifting. We've already got the results. Jeff has already proven to you the results of being an experienced real estate investor, and he did it with property number one. So the point I want to make, Jeff, is that anyone can do this. And if you want to do what Jeff's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.